much of the time we live in a fog of expectations, a mist of seen, unseen, felt, unfelt, hopes and fears and expectations. No problem with these, except that at times they drench us with upsets, disturbances. They drench us with anger and grasping, greed, hurt, and underlying fears. And this further deepens the fog and mist when we do not see it. It's as if we carry them along. They envelop us. And because of this, we miss the moment. If I say it another way, we miss the light and joy that is each moment of our life. That is what Zazen offers us, the light and joy of this aliveness. That's what Sashin, the ongoing sitting and practice throughout a day's activities, offers us. It's not that it's giving us something else, but it's allowing us to be and see this joyousness that is our life, this simple aliveness of intimacy that is us in the midst of when it's misty with expectations, when fear fogs our ability to see and perceive and be who we are. Who we are, being who as we are, is what Zazen is. It is so throughout our day, throughout our life, throughout the circumstances of our life. And our opportunity is to be this, to experiencing universe, life that we are in all the different forms and mists and fog and light and dark. Being this, we're not hindered by fog when it's fog, mists when it's mists, and all the other ramifications that our human capacity and capability as we are offer us. It's unfortunate when we latch on to particular forms, particular reactions that we think are the limits of our life, are the truth of our life. It's unfortunate when we do not see that, do not see what we're doing, but as I say, entangle in it, entangle and get twisted up in it, entangle and miss the ephemeralness of entanglements, so that despite their arising, we can literally shake free of them, just as when our hands get a bit wet in the mist, we could shake our hands and the much of the moisture comes off in the light, in the air of the moment. So we're a little wet and then we dry ourselves. Or we're a little wet, we continue to be wet. Or this is our opportunity that's offered by our activity of Zazen, by our session, by our daily practice, meticulousness, breathing, responding, listening, seeing, feeling, all the many forms of this life, all the many forms that allow us to be this emptiness of forms, emptiness of feelings, emptiness of sensations, emptiness meaning arising, passing, non-selfness, if I use sticky words, allows us to dissipate any fear that clings to circumstances for us. Therefore, I encourage all of you, please enrich your life. Allow your life to be the enriching joy that it is. And all you need to do is be this, be experiencing, be Zazen, and use the forms of Zazen, of sitting together, of walking together, of session, and all the many other forms of your life to support you. Thank you.